So certainly part of the fear in the global economy this morning comes directly out of a sense that the traditional mechanisms for correcting this downturn have been tried already. You could hear that frustration yesterday from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke.
Monetary policy can be a powerful tool, but it is not a panacea for the problems currently facing the U.S. economy. Fostering healthy economic growth and job creation is a shared responsibility of all economic policymakers in close cooperation with the private sector.
One might say that shared responsibility for job growth extends to Asia and Europe, but the lack of coordination between nations and regions on economic policy is starting to take a real human toll, especially in Europe. Italy's credit rating was downgraded this morning by Moody's in a statement that expressed a lack of confidence in the entire eurozone. And on the streets of Europe, there is a broad and growing feeling that the most governments are willing to commit to is saving the banks at the expense of workers, especially in the public sector. Nowhere is this feeling of everyone for themselves more intense than in Greece, where a nationwide strike is underway this morning, and the depth of the economic malaise is no statistic, but on the faces of every citizen in the streets. Chris Morris, Europe correspondent for our partner the BBC, reports from Athens.
What are the consequences when the middle class in a modern industrialized economy begins to lose faith in the system? That's what's starting to happen here in Greece. I'm having coffee in the home of Sissi Karavia, a freelance copywriter who publishes a blog called Hard Day about the struggles of ordinary life.
And the things I see in the supermarkets are so depressing. I see people around me checking the prices for more like 5 minutes standing in front of the toast bread. And I see people stealing things, and I check how many products they buy, and there's so much less. But also, we don't go out. We used to hire a babysitter. We have stopped buying clothes and things that are not necessities.
How is Greek society going to cope with this in the long term?
We never used to talk about not having money. And now everybody talks about, my God, how expensive everything is. And I don't know, I have like 5 euros till the end of the week. It has stopped being an embarrassment because it affects everyone.
And what about schools? You've got a couple of kids.
Yeah, and this year they asked us to buy everything. They asked us to buy even toilet paper for the school and to pay the cleaning lady to clean the toilets for the kids.
Sissi's solution, get out of the euro, devalue. It can't be worse than death by a thousand cuts. And she's not alone. In a downtown cafe, I caught up with Despina Kutsumba, an archaeologist at the Culture Ministry, who told me about the effect on her family.
Yeah, from this September, we've lost half of our salaries. Half of our salaries.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. It's very tough. Of course, we bargained and we decreased the rent of our house, but it's not enough. If I get less paid the next month, I won't be able to pay for my rent. So we have to get out of this politics.
Out of the politics and out of the eurozone as well?
Yes, I strongly believe that it would be better for us to get out of the eurozone. We have to stop paying for the public debt.
But leaving the euro, some people say a new currency, call it the drachma, whatever you want, that'll be even more painful.
Some people are afraid of the money that they have in the banks. But if we stay another more year in eurozone, these deposits will be off. We have to start from the beginning.
Are you scared about the future?
I don't know, really. I don't know.
In a kitchen just down the road, Dimitris Panagiotopoulos is preparing for the opening of his new restaurant, a bit of a gamble in times of crisis. Some studies reckon Greece could lose 60% of its GDP by leaving the euro. So Dimitris says that however hard times are, Greeks have to get on with it.
I would be very happy if the government said we have a solution, but it's very difficult to restart an economic situation or a country. It's not a computer with a backup. I don't think leaving the euro and going back to drachma, it's a solution, that's for sure. If you are in a team or an organization, you are very strong to gain whatever you want from the other countries, okay?
And your solution basically is roll your sleeves up and work hard?
I believe yes. If you don't work, you don't gain nothing. So they have to work harder.
But what about those who can no longer find work, no matter how hard they try? This is the headquarters of Climaca, the country's main suicide line. Official statistics say the number of suicides has increased by 40% in the past year. But the chief psychologist here, Aris Violatsis, says that's an underestimate.
Because of the stigma, because of the Greek Orthodox Church does not offer a funeral service to people who die by suicide, people go to great pain to hide the fact that one of their family died that way or attempted to die that way. But we see that the numbers are greatly increasing, and we do not see how this is going to stop.
What kind of people? Are they young? Are they old? Mm-hmm. Are they from all social classes?
Mm-hmm. The more usual profile of a person who kills himself is a man between 35 to 60 who thought he lived by the book, and suddenly everything collapses. Suddenly things are not working anymore. He loses his identity as a man, as a husband, as a father, because he considers himself responsible for that. There are people behind the numbers.
You're talking about a pretty profound social crisis in this country.
Definitely, yes. The system, while trying to operate at its best, it's almost falling apart. It does not allow for hope. And people die emotionally when they cannot hope for the future.
Back in the city centre, a concert by a protest singer has attracted a crowd of onlookers. Everyone's protesting these days in their own way, but no one seems to know where all this is heading.
Dispatch there filed by Chris Morris, Europe correspondent for our partner the BBC, reporting from Athens. Massive protests today, 24-hour strike by nearly all sectors of Greek society.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.